You found the Dirty Boxer Show. Something else on the internet that'll freak out your mom.
Digits have souls.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, hey, oh. Oh, it be Monday, everybody. It's Monday. Oh, what a glorious day. Oh, blah, 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 flappity, flap, flap. Tori, it's Monday. It's, I don't know if you know this.
But it's, was somewhat aware of this, yes.
Okay, very nice. You've missed something in the pre-show. I'll catch you up on it very quickly. Hold on.
The Dirty Boxy Show is entirely listener-supported by sexy, awesome people like you. No sponsors, no dirty ads. To find out how you can support the Dirty Boxy Show, please visit dirtyboxers.net and click that support us button. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Are you excited?
Hey guys and girls, and welcome to the Dirty Boxers Show. Your alleged daily dose of tongue-in-cheek, geeky-chick. And of course, the proud home of rebels and misfits. Slightly stubbly face is a reverently... shut it. Is a reverently brown esquire, Sibby. And joining me to my right is always Tori. Hello, Tori.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Tori. How are you, buddy boy?
Slightly. Hi, Lee.
Ah, hi, Tori.
Everybody's interested.
We seem to be having a little bit of a loopy thing going on. I'm sure I'll fix it in the post. Kelly, my love, I'll fix it in the post. Shut it. How dare you? How dare you? I'm always here slaving away in audacity because we can't afford anything better.
No, Kelly.
Shut. Okay, you can. Yeah, you can flip. It's okay. I've got Tasha Bella in the back end. Hello, Tasha Bella. Hello, you're right there, my love. Yeah. We've got many lovely things going on. Callum is currently trying to save his bathroom. This is the thing before the show. Just before the show, Tori, you missed out on it. It's a very lovely thing. How do I approach this delicately, Kelly? I don't think it went very well previously.
From behind.
Also, you were listening. Because Callum
rule
has been...
Rule of thumb.
Callum has been washing his delicates in a bucket today.
So that's his bucket list.
That's literally his bucket list. And so he's like, I've got my jumper in there. I've got my T-shirt for work in there. And I'm like,
shut up.
Oh, crap, he's back.
What's his, he can wash as fast as he wants.
He does. He scrubs it. Well, you're right, Cal. You're right, mate.
I'm now washing it through with fabric conditioner.
You're washing it through, what, in your bucket?
Yes.
Now, how delicate is this jumper? It doesn't sound very delicate to me.
Oh, the jumper's not delicate. It's the T-shirt and the jeans that are delicate.
Oh, they're delicate. Are they? Okay. It's the T-shirt and jeans.
That doesn't make sense.
Hold on. No, Hello, Kelly, who traditionally, if we were in the Victorian times, would be, a scrubber, Callum. She seems to think...
Hello.
I'm just saying, in her womanage, she would... I'm just saying history here. Don't have a go at me. It's the Victorians that's the problem. She says... Yes, America, that's history. You might want to get some. She says that... You don't want to. That's not delicates. You're talking a little bit out of your flappy bot bot. What would you say to that, Callum? In a PG-13 rating, wait.
I don't really know.
You don't really know. That's fair enough.
No.
I'm just saying. She seems to know what she's talking about. She seems to say you're doing it wrong. Which is probably not the first time some girl said that to her. But that's not in this particular...
doing it right. I've been hand washing for years now. I know how to hand wash.
Well, you are from the Fens, so running water is a little bit of a unique situation. It's called the River, Kelly, by the way, just in case you want to know. Locally, it's called the River. Anyway, so you're doing your delicates. It's very lovely. It's very nice indeed. How many rounds are you going with the delicates? Because it does sound like you're delicate. How? Why don't you just spend a pound in the laundrette?
That is so decay.
Even George is
laughing. The laundrette is ages away and it's always busy.
Look, even George, of all people, George Decay is laughing at you. And he's a professional Willy Woofter. Don't. With your bucket. What, is it a nice bucket? What colour bucket is it? Let's see if we can, you know, is it pink by any chance?
It's just a black bucket.
It's a black bucket. Black bucket.
And I don't have the time to go to laundrettes because I work constantly and I'm at university constantly.
University, yes.
And I'm annoying people on 97.1 FM constantly.
There's his plug. I knew there was somewhere. I knew it was somewhere. I was waiting for it.
That's not a plug, though.
That wasn't a plug.
It's kind of useless on this show unless you live in Luton.
Oh, he's in Luton, Tori. It's not Leeds. It's Luton.
Not Leeds.
Not Leeds. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, got another lecture in about 50 minutes. So I'm going to pop off once more really quickly because I need to go get all this washing out and, you know, put it on the...
On the drying facilities.
Drying rack.
Yes. Or are you going to go suddenly go into the fast spin?
No, it's going up on the radiator.
All right, he's going to put it on the radiator.
We have those. We didn't get the luxury of a washing machine or a tumble dryer.
Or a tumble dryer. Mm.
But we have got radiators, so, yeah.
What, they actually work?
Yeah.
You see, the whole...
No, it's a stupid thing. We have got ridiculously overcomplicated showers here that must have cost thousands of pounds to put in. Yeah. We have got carpet cleaners... Like professional carpet cleaners, but they didn't think to put in a washing machine.
Uh-huh.
So it's like if I spill red wine on the carpet, which I never would because I don't drink wine in the first place.
Oh, of course.
Let's say that vigorous stuff gets on my carpet.
What if
I can
Matt
clean
did
that.
It?
I can clean that, what but I can't I can't wash clothes quickly.
So you don't mix your wines, Callum, is what you're saying?
No, I don't drink wine whatsoever.
All the rage.
I was thinking of trying some white wine the other day, but you don't decided want that I'm not a dick.
Ah. That's news to me. Anyway, he's decided.
So, you know, I'm just sticking to my usual liquors: Veroni, Jack Daniels, and Captain Morgan.
Do you, by any chance, have a half a barrel that you open up, mounted on the wall?
It's just three bottles up. It's three bottles up, though.
Okay,
that's all.
All right.
So obviously, I can mix my two signature cocktails with ease.
Your two signature. Now, would by any chance, would one of these be a Tennessee Twist?
Not yet, no.
Get out!
I still haven't learned.
Go and do your fast spin. Shut up.
I've got two that I've made up. One called the Vigorous Godfather, which is an adaptation on the Godfather, and then there's the Ginger Morgan.
See, and this could be just me. The one characteristic I would say about a Godfather. Is they always move remarkably slowly. So a vigorous Godfather is just a contradiction in terms. You can't have one. It's not scientifically possible. And yet you have somehow created this in liquor form.
I'm an innovating Luton.
Oh, and not Leeds. Can we just please get off?
No, not Leeds, but like I said, I'm gonna go get out.
All right, you go. You sort yourself out there. He's gonna sort himself out. Go on, Tori. You were saying it's not Leeds.
I was just gonna say that if he's mixing Morgan's with ginger ale, that's actually called a happy skipper.
Oh, don't tell him that he's happy. He's in his only little element there with his bucket and his delicates. It's fine. Why do you have to ruin it for him? That's my job. Anyway.
I'd rather it be ruined here on the show rather than out there, you know, amongst the.
Are you trying to say this show's an education? Is that what you're telling me?
The potential is there.
There is certain something there. Yeah,
that requires you learn it.
What? How this show works, or
The information provided by the show.
Oh, I see. Oh,
you retain the information.
Retain the. Will there be a test at the end? Can we be bothered?
I think we're constantly in the state of the test.
We're very testing people. Okay, very good. Very, very good. Meanwhile, Marty from the Women's Institute in the chat room over at dirtyboxers.net.
Him.
Oh, so it's live. Him, that one. E is saying that, well, he's basically repeating what was said in a trying desperately to keep a straight face motif. And I will quote from the chat room. Callum with signature cocktails. Yeah, I know. I don't think it's going to go down well in the student bar. I would love a cocktail, please. Don't
a
mind.
Woo-woo?
A woo-woo, please. Mind me, bucket. Sorry, I'm doing my delicates right now. Do you have a cocktail that comes with one of those stupid little umbrellas, please? I just want to be all posh for a bit. Oh, they grow up so fast, don't they, Kelly? They grow up.
One day he's not legal, suddenly he's legal. Suddenly, what are we going to do?
He's been legal all this time on the show, love.
Not here.
But we're here.
But I'm here.
I see now your issues.
We've had this conversation.
You got geolocated.
Her loins are geolocated.
She's not legal.
Well, no.
My work has gone down very well in the student bar. Thank you.
Your work?
Yes, because I have done a bit of bartending.
Oh,
proud of it.
Oh, you've watched that film, that one film that Tom Cruise is actually half decent in. You've watched that, have you? Now you think you can run a bar?
No, I.
He did a lurk to a frickle.
I don't actually think I have ever watched a Tom Cruise film.
Bless you, my son.
But no,
you're missing out on Tropic Thunder.
There's a Monday quiz night.
Hold on, Callum. Hold on, mate. You can tell us about that in a sec. But first, Tori, it's finally happened. A generation who doesn't give a flying monkeys about Tom Cruise and doesn't pay into the stupid propaganda on it. It's brilliant. I've waited for this day. Brilliant. Sorry, you were saying, yes. Yeah, go on.
There's a Sunday night quiz that gets you basically trolleyed for Monday. I did say Sunday, right? Mm. That's such confusing words. Either way, it's called Smart.
Hold on, sorry.
I don't know if I've talked about this
how
already.
Did you
is by chance the first question, what day is it?
Yeah. Also,
no, that's the last question.
That's probably best. So you've got into Université. You're actually part of like proper student stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't remember days.
I knew this day would come.
No, it's just I'm kind of tired right now. Oh. I was up at 5 a.m.
I was up at that time as well.
Shut up.
Oh, I was.
You're filling in well for Ben.
But no.
So why were you up at 5, dare I ask?
Oh, I was doing a breakfast show.
Oh, you were doing the breakfast show?
Yeah.
He's doing a breakfast. Kelly, I'm sure by the end of this discussion, we'll know where it is as well. Mm-hmm. In a non-pluggy way.
I can just tell you straight
up. No. Why ruin the fun of trying to work? It's like a Where's Wally? Or for the Americans, a Where's Wildo? Or Waldo, whatever his bloody name is.
The slow Wildo. Burn.
Yes, it's a slow burn, exactly. It's lovely.
Slow burn. Any of you know that song by Foghat from the 70s?
Oh, it's from
Slow
it's from...
Ride.
I'm sure there's some people who would know that song.
Yeah.
Who were lurking in the 70s.
Yeah. There's a quiz on the Sunday night, and I'm not at all bragging about my naming skills.
Is this broadcastable in a PG-13 way, mate?
Only ever slightly. Basically, they leave the papers out for you.
Oh,
and at the end of it, they read out the names followed by the scores in order.
For a pay.
So
what I did is I took one paper and I took another paper and I did one question deliberately wrong on one of the papers because they go down. So what you
they
do is...
They go they what?
They go down in the...
I added service.
In
how did we know that students are so loose?
They go down in go the down. Amount of answers they questions they got right.
Going down in earlier quiz. Round.
So what I did is I took one paper and I named it Quiz on My Face.
Hold on a second there. I'm going to give a point to Kelly there.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You're welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
Oh, that wasn't you. Oh, that's awkward. So in descending order, you did well there. Your one man team.
There's five of us, but okay. We still filled in one extra paper wrong. So quiz on my face.
Quiz on your face.
Quiz on my face. Quiz so then face. We named the second paper Quiz on My Face again.
So two quizzes on their faces.
Simultaneously being read out at the end. How genius is that?
That was...
My favourite team name, though, wasn't even a proper name. It was I'm Like a Fireman. I go in when they're hot and make them wet.
Well, that's...
Absolutely.
No one expects a Spanish Inquisition.
Surely, if anything, that is just a job description of the fire service. Probably, yeah. Will you leave your delicates alone for 5 minutes?
I was underneath the desk.
I dread to think what you're doing down there underneath the bloody desk.
I'm cleaning up.
Why?
It couldn't possibly get worse.
You're a student, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, shut up. There's tablet film everywhere.
There's what?
Tablet film. You know the stuff that tablets come in? It's starting to bug me.
What you do in your private time?
Exactly.
It's ibuprofen and...
Us real men use condoms, up, Callum.
Heart-speeding up stuff and stuff like that.
So, all right. So you've got heart-speeding up stuff.
Yeah, can't remember what it's called. But
and
it's
ibuprofen lowers your blood pressure, doesn't it? It's
I don't even know.
One of the characteristics is surely slowing you down. So you're literally contradicting yourself in medical form too.
I just had to take a couple, three trays of it the other day.
All at once. That's lovely.
No. In the proper, guided
way. You read the leaflet, you fool.
Yeah, so I had to take some after work on one day because I was feeling absolutely awful. And then I woke up and I felt even worse. So I had to start taking tons, crossed over.
You know what? While you're, because I'm a bit ill.
I'm better Ill. Now.
That's good. You sound better. I, feel a lot better. I've still got like a little bit of a chesty coffee thing going on. Lingering. But what really annoys me, Kelly, my love, what really bloody well annoys me, Tori, bloody annoys me this.
Lee.
Bloody well annoys me. Is when you like
grinds my gears.
I was like talking to somebody the other day, Friday or Saturday, something like that, and they were like, "Oh, you're still feeling a bit crap, are you?" I was like, "Yeah, feeling some reason I was doing well, and now it's like kind of popped its ugly head again, kind of like reared back a bit, and it's like, oh god, I've got to take some more of this rubbish." And they're like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of it going about, isn't there? How is that a health and safety warning? It's always after the fact, isn't it? You've got a little bit of a cold. Oh, there's a lot of that going about, isn't there? Well, why didn't you tell me this before so I could prepare myself if you knew this valuable information?
I sent you an email.
I didn't bloody well get it, Pars Ben. Didn't bloody well get it. Rudeness.
Oh, that's good.
Rudeness, honestly. Oh, by the way, Matt's here, people. I just thought of...
Oh, joy.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, Christ.
No, he's definitely not one of them.
Oh, no, sorry. I just remembered I didn't lock the door. And I'm literally naked right now.
Oh.
Thanks for the visual.
Thanks for the information, buddy.
I've met you, and I know a little bit more detail about you and your...
It's kind of awkward if someone decides. Nobody ever decides to come in by themselves.
Really?
It's also kind of awkward
because they would know how much I would.
I do enjoy the fact that even Matt's slightly disgusted about the thought about.
He doesn't want to see my pubescent body.
Oh, I see. Fair enough.
But it's
chunky.
It's just one
at a time.
It's just in case someone does walk in here while I'm naked, steaming my clothes.
Steaming your clothes, obviously.
Callum,
I'm steaming.
Why do you want to know if you have your under desk cam?
Hold on for a second.
Sorry, what?
Many things going on here. I believe
there is actually three cameras pointing at me right now.
Really?
Yes, there's a video camera, video a DSLR camera in the corner, mm-hmm. and my webcam, which is pointing in a very inappropriate place right now.
Does one of those computers happen to be connected to Cam 4 and live right now?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm under the username Steam.
I need an adult.
Under the username Steaming Clothes Naked.
Oh.
My latest video has been called "It's Getting Steamy in Here."
Yeah, it's getting steamy.
Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, though, does it?
It's really getting steamy in
it's
here.
It's not the first time for Cal. I'm not getting that. Anyway, so yes, very interesting. Awkward bit of news, just to catch up.
Back to Lee feeling sick.
No. I just thought I'd mention. No, it was just really annoying me about everybody going around going, oh, yeah, there's a lot of it going about, isn't there?
Do you want to hear the sound of me steaming?
Cheers for that. So
I have a little idea. Whenever it comes time, mm-hmm. the time of year when you usually get sick,
mm-hmm.
buy medicine. Get a flu shot.
No, don't get a flu shot. Don't
drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, I get them for free, so it's whatever.
Yeah, you and your small pricks again, really. Just stop it. So basically, the benefits
of being a lab rat.
There is that, yeah. Probably cheaper in Florida to use the humans.
I'm out of steam.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the
and
video
he lost
is over.
The recipe.
He left long, did he?
And my favorite T-shirt smells of petal blossom again.
Oh, fabulous.
It's actually a Jack Daniels T-shirt. It cost me 25 quid.
So hold on. So you got a Jack Daniels T-shirt that smells of some sort of horrid blossom.
Oh, no, it's because I've been wearing it for a couple of days, so I needed to steam it to get the smell off.
You're a student, Callum.
Normally people would just, I don't know, wash their clothes.
No.
I don't have time to wash it. No. With T-shirts like this when it's dyed. With T-shirt like this when it's dyed, you're supposed to steam it a couple of times washing it.
Time out for a second.
That way you're not washing away the dye.
Shut up for a second. Right. You're a student, Callum. If you haven't worn a pair of jeans for at least 6 months before you wash them, you're not doing it right.
Look, everybody else smells a body odor. I'm making a difference.
Exactly.
Also, it stings the nostrils. Like whenever we have a fire drill in here and people go downstairs, you can smell it in the hallway.
It is really strong. You're a student. You'll never be able to be this scummy again.
No, don't like it.
Don't like it.
Not a dirty boily.
I just don't like it. I just don't like it, Kelly.
I'm only dirty from the hours of 10 to 2 a.m.
Oh, specifically between those hours.
Yeah, because 2 a.m., you know, I really should get dozing off.
You're a student, Callum.
I know, but
The sunrise.
What are we learning?
I'm learning his crap, and we need to go and visit.
I do that on Wednesdays, because on Wednesdays I have the time to basically waste away time.
Right. Well, it's not wasting time. It's investment in your loins if you're doing it right.
It's not investment in my learning, though. Also, they need.
What are we learning?
There's also this slight thing that if I don't attend enough lectures, I kind of don't get paid by student finance.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Loins need learning too.
Yes, you've been doing it wrong all this time, Callum.
Oh, and I was also I think it was last Monday. I went to Yates. It's a local nightclub. I was there till like 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's more like it.
Yeah.
But that's like supposed to be every night. Callum.
Didn't feel so good after that.
No.
I don't regret it, though.
Why would you?
Callum's first proper hangover.
It wasn't hangovers. I don't get a hangover. I just felt...
They grew up so fast.
I just felt bad, just in general.
Brings
one
tears.
Day, you're making them a lunch.
Yeah. Cutting off their crusts. Next thing you know...
But no,
out the door they go.
It wasn't a hangover. I do not get hangovers.
Look at him, Lee. He's on his way.
With his delicate bucket.
I also haven't got work tonight, so I might think of doing something. Don't start tomorrow till like 1 p.m., I think. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure either.
I know, because I refused work today, basically.
Hmm.
Do you deny it exists?
They were saying...
is this creationism all over again? I don't want to get into that conversation, Tori. Anyway, you were saying, Callum.
They were just saying do overtime today, and I was like, no, I've got lectures. I can't really do that.
Got lectures, yeah.
So I wasn't going to go to the effort of trying to move lectures over just to go to work. I did Sunday, so I get bonuses anyway.
That's time and a half. It's not bonuses. A bonus. It's not bonuses. Oh, well no, done for existing, Callum, in your uniform. Here's a bonus. No, it doesn't work like that.
Doubly present.
No, I get certain bonuses on Sundays thanks to my old work will pay me that. So
this reminds me of Jolene all over again. You don't want to do that.
I also need to wash my pits.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for sharing.
Please.
Sorry, I just, it's...
Yeah, suddenly the shoe's on the other foot all of a sudden.
I've been naked in here and there was some sort of maybe...
You don't need to...
Someone around here earlier.
Careful, Laz has arrived.
I need to...
Yeah, I was just about to say, Laz is in the chat room now, Callum. You might want to sit down.
Need to quickly...
Plausible deniability. What we don't know about, we don't have to testify about.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask Callum how Callum was. Laz, how was Callum? He'd know.
Huh.
It's taken this long for Laz to get home. So Laz, how was Callum's pits for, you know, by any chance?
I'm working on it.
I hear you were, yes. But anyway, Marty from the Women's Institute is making another statement in the chat room. I don't know why people are encouraging this.
Go through the wormhole.
Well, that's what most people do. What are you doing, Lee? Why do you want Callum to smell like a froggy Frenchie? I was like, oh, that's not...
Je ne sais quoi.
Très bien. That's the extent of that crap on this show for today.
Very good.
Yeah. No, I said it in...
To it, we say au revoir.
No, notice there was a distinct lack of actual accent there. We just literally used our normal accents and just fondled our way through their rubbish... Ganky language for a bit.
Fromage lovers.
Why do they? That's another thing that's got my goat this week. This weekend.
You got a goat?
Someone had to save Billy. And
save the milk.
Too late for Billy.
It's never too late.
He ate him. Poor Billy.
Anyway, the thing I was watching some stupid advert. I'd forgotten to flick through it on my TiVo equivalent thing, DVR thing, TVS or no, that's it, VHS. That's it. Flicking through,
VHS.
I knew it was something, going through and doobly doo and all that rubbish. And all of a sudden, I stopped a bit early because one of those like the ID of the channel came up, and I was like, oh, the adverts are finally finished. I can watch my program now. Which me programs, me stories, Kelly, me stories. Mm-hmm. So I push play. And then all of a sudden, it's like this Icelandic kid running around delivering telegraphs. He's like, oh, yes, when he was young, he used to run around eating yogurts and then delivering telegrams after school. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And yes, and he did it fueled on Icelandic yogurt. When I think it's called skank. I don't know. It's some weird word.
Special.
Looking remarkably similar to Ralph, actually, this fella. Anyway, so he's a young kid, blah, blah, blah. And then he's wearing the same coloured jumper, and the same jumper motif. So you know that he's grown up. He's now 50. But somehow his taste in jumpers had never changed over that period of time, just to illustrate how stupid and foolish this person is. Mm-hmm. So Iceland,
also known as Kevin Smith syndrome.
That's it, yeah. So Icelandic yogurt called skank or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, how lovely. You can have this too, overpriced yogurt from Iceland place. And then right in small print, produce of Germany. And I'm like, hold on. This whole premise is you go, oh, yeah, look at Raul or whatever his bloody name is from Iceland running around. Eating skank, lovely yogurt, beautiful, lovely girl. And then all of a sudden, produce of... Kelly, explain this to me. I'm sure you've got produce and products over there in Americano land that lies to you.
Mm-hmm. Was ist das?
But if you're actually trying to pretend that the product is Icelandic yogurt... And it's like, oh, look at him in Iceland. Oh, doesn't it look a bit cold? Thankfully, he's wearing a really stupid jumper when he was 12, and now he's still like wearing it when he's 50. Surely,
no one tell Bjork.
Yeah, well, surely you then are ruining it if it's a produce of somewhere else.
Maybe it's made by Icelanders in Germany.
Oh, so that you're thinking they import in the Icelandic population.
And they've been known to import populations.
Well, it's not really an import, was it?
They have these trains set up.
Well, yeah, they did their logistics very well, shall we say. They did that bit well.
I think we actually got a delivery of them yesterday.
What, Jews?
No, Icelanders.
Icelanders!
They come in like shrink-wrap packets.
No, that's the Danish. Close! Oh. Very, very close.
Yeah, because then we stick them in the oven and pretend like we bake them fresh.
No, we're back to the Jews again. Donut. Okay, fine. Okay, we're very confused here, but Icelandic yogurt is a lie.
Do they still get stoked?
A bagel?
Oh, bagel. And yes, Callum is very lovely. We're learning things here today. I feel like it's very interesting. However, I just don't understand why they have to lie. It's like the Heineken. That's brewed in that foreign place. Fair enough. That's brewed there and it's exported to everybody else. Fair enough. But Newcastle Ale, as an example, where would you say Newcastle Ale? Kelly, my darling, I know that you're not necessarily ale queen. I appreciate this. But if I said, oh, where do you think Newcastle Ale comes from?
Newcastle.
You would say Newcastle. Yes, very lovely. Near Liverpool, where Beatles and other stupid people with stupid haircuts come from.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. You're wrong, my darling, but fair enough.
The fourth pit of hell.
No, don't get away from his pits, please.
I don't really like it.
I know he likes it, but get away from him for a minute.
Stop licking.
Lads. Dear old. I'm so sorry, Callum. I'm so sorry.
Awkward.
But Newcastle
Ale. It's okay. I've got enough rum.
Want to numb the pain?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Sometimes it hurts.
They grow up so fast. So
I just rub it with a small towel.
Chamois.
That's how I knew.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm sure it's the steam.
Really bad.
It's the beautiful petal blossom or whatever it is, and the steam. It's now inhaling.
Isn't that a song from the '80s? Steam, and it was a really stupid video.
Peter Gabriel.
That's yes. Yeah.
Fish also has a song called Steam.
Oh, do they? Do they?
And they break out the smoke machines for it.
Oh. Not just the dry ice, the smoke machines.
Oh, yeah, they pump it out.
Huh. So, yeah, Newcastle Ale is produced 20 miles down the road from Cambridge Town. That's about 400.
Could you keep it there?
Well, people like buying it and they produce more of it, unfortunately. But no, it was produced about 30 years ago, 40 years ago, in Newcastle. And then all of a sudden they decided, you know what?
Outsource it.
Not even that. We'll just buy the brand and produce it in our facility down here.
Well, I think a lot of the Guinness that we get comes from Canada.
Which is stupid.
It is.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
On multiple levels, that's stupid.
But then all the Irish lads in those stupid fake Irish bars in America, primarily New York, etc., the New England area.
Boston.
Yeah. We're Irish. And it's like, oh, really? Me little being a bit naive.
Irish, when I can't help it.
Oh, that's fair enough. But I mean, I understand Pass Kelly. But the point is like, thanks for being here, by the way, Pass Kelly. I've just heard from you for a little while. The point is like, oh, yeah. Oh, you're Irish, are you? Oh, you know, where'd you come from? And I'm expecting some...
My mum?
Like Cork or somewhere like that, right? Like,
your mum.
And they go, oh, yeah, Boston or somewhere stupid. It's like, how's that Irish? And it's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm Irish on my mother's side. It's like, oh, where are you? Where does she come from then? Massachusetts. And I'm like, that's not Ireland, is it? It's not even. It's not even close to Ireland. There. It made no sense. You should, if anything, drop the Irish bit.
There they said.
I'm just saying. Because you're just lying to yourself. You're lying to everybody else. You're pretending you can drink, but you're American, so you can't. So it's like, why bother keeping up the pretense? Callum, why bother keeping up the pretense, really?
I don't know.
I just, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Need for a label?
Ridiculous. It is atrocious.
You're American. You don't need a label. If anything...
Isn't being American a label?
Well, it's more of a health and safety warning for the rest of the world. Oh, crap, they're American. They use their utensils while eating the wrong way round, upside down.
I would say that warning is labeling everyone human.
That's the rest of us, yes.
It doesn't turn out very well for the rest of the world.
Well, no, it's doing all right for some of us, at least. You know, well, we have a natural moat round our country. We do very well. Some of us.
We judge other species based on how close to chicken they taste.
Breast. Not much of a leg man, though, Callum. How about you? Are you breast too?
Breast.
You're abreast, you see?
Yeah.
I don't particularly...
I mean, if the thigh is thunder, it's a slight problem.
I don't... Halfway through, a bit of a gnaw, and then all of a sudden there's a like big, long bone thing sticking in my face. I don't really want it.
I prefer the glutes.
Fair dues. Fair enough. Each to their own, mate. But I just prefer, you know, if I want a bit, you know, bit of chicken, I'm just going to go straight for the breast. Less effort.
Tenderloins aren't bad either.
The what, sorry, Kelly?
Tenderloin.
Ah, well, fair dues. Each to their own. It sounds very lovely. Tender and loiny, very beautiful. But for me, personally, I'm a bit of a breast man. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Yeah, I had some nice chicken breast last night.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry, Tori. It sounded like you were starting a rumor there. What's going on?
You don't like dark meat? You ever go for a drumstick?
It's very difficult because the love of my life is now
pretty convenient handle and everything.
Well, that's fair enough. But I'm not really a dark meat sort of person. It always seems a lot of effort, dark meat. But for me, I'm just straight for the breasts. I just go for the breasts. It's nice and simple on a
overt
barbecue.
Overt racial prejudice.
I shall. Yes.
Impressive.
Thank you. For me,
does the same apply when you're eating turkey?
Well, turkey is an entire... I don't understand why people put them in the same camp as chicken, because turkey is an entirely different dry, foul meat. That's
wild turkey is where it's at.
Well, that's... I do hear they like a bit of gobble, turkeys, but that's as much as I know, really, apart from obviously...
Deep fried
turkey.
Deep fried wild turkey.
Yeah.
Southern Thanksgiving right there.
You do know you're all of a sudden you're sounding a little bit Scottish, guys. You do understand. Oh, let's deep fry it.
I'm feeling very sensual right now.
Deep fry everything.
Deep fry everything. Mars bars.
Well, what do you do with 20 gallons of peanut oil?
20 gallons.
Wait a minute. I don't want to know.
No. To be honest.
You know, I still need to learn how to deep fry.
Is this a sexual innuendo that you've picked up from those Londoners?
Need to build a Derek.
Oh, no, I know how to deep fry. I just need to learn how to deep fry.
Just ask your buddy Daniel Bell. He's in Scotland for a while.
He's been in Scotland. He'll know everything.
Just go to altonbrown.com.
I think it's been literally a year since I last spoke to him.
Why do you sound so happy about that? Why are you skipping around your room?
The date on the restraining order?
You're doing a very bad job of hiding it, basically, Callum, is what I'm saying.
I'm not happy. I'm just...
ecstatic?
Ow.
See, now
you... We could hear the grin on your face when you said, I haven't talked to him in a year, actually.
When I banged the desk, I lost the left side of the signal. I don't know where it's gone.
The left side of the signal? Are you having a stroke, Callum?
No, I think... There it is.
He's found it again.
How many fingers are you smelling?
That's what she said.
Apparently when I hit the desk, the audio goes back to normal.
Ah, would you like to try using your mic more often? That'd be lovely.
I am using my mic. Well, I'm speaking right into the barrel.
There you are.
But you're also completely abusing your mic.
You hold the mic, I'll open the window.
Okay.
I'll be gone in about... 8 minutes.
Oh, eight. Exactly 8 minutes. God, you don't last long, do you?
No, because it takes me 10 minutes to walk to class.
Oh, does it just? So what are you going to be learning today then?
Today is radio skills.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah. I'm sure you'll be teaching. I'm sure he'll be teaching the others in the class is what I'm going to say, Kelly.
That's what I basically do.
That's diplomatic of me, isn't it?
Because I've already completed the radio skills unit in college.
Right. So why are you doing it again then?
Because it's just part of the course. So I need to pretend to be interested. And then whenever we go off and do practical stuff, I basically just go around teaching other people. Or I just, you know, piddle around in the studio.
Uh-huh. So Tori's starting a rumor that you're only turning up to teach the others in the class.
For this class, yeah. For the other ones, they're all TV-based. So, you know, I do listen attentively.
Well, which is ridiculous because that's a visual medium and you'll be missing out there, if anything. That's the first rule of television. It's the radio first, with pictures.
I need to go online and check where I am going to be.
I think you'll find you're young enough that if you dig deep on the stuff with radio they're talking about, you could probably learn stuff too.
Third floor of the A block.
Oh, the A block. Oh, the A block, Kelly. It's the A block.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget third floor.
A316A.
Now you do know how numbers work, right, Callum? You're good enough for that, yeah?
No.
So
ground A is a prime number.
Now don't forget ground floor, then first floor, second floor, third floor.
Oh Christ.
I know. Annoying. He ain't gonna help you.
Those are weird in Luton.
Pardon? Sorry?
That's Levin's saying a lot levels, in Florida.
Levels are weird in Loughton.
Luton.
They're weird in the whole of the UK.
No. We invented multi-stories.
Oh, God, here we go.
It's the Americans that screwed it up. Because they consider the ground floor the first floor because they can't do basic mathematics. So it has to be, like, spoon-fed to them. Like a Jerry Bringer, a Springer show. You know,
so
like,
if I was in America right now, I'd actually
Jerry,
be going to the fourth
Jerry,
floor.
Jerry.
Sorry, Kelly. I couldn't
Dark Star.
I couldn't hear you over Kelly's mating call. What did you say, Kelly?
I'm actually going to the fourth floor.
In American eyes, yes, you're going to the fourth floor. In proper Britishness, you're going to the third.
Yes.
Yes. Because they don't say ground floor.
I completely forgot. I've booked out the studio in that slot anyway.
You're doing it wrong, Callum. Whatever that was, you've just said you're doing it wrong.
I've booked out the studio because I'm supposed to be doing a bit of revamping.
Callum, and I mean this with love and respect and all that other buzzwordy stuff that your generation enjoys. By any chance, would you like me to take time out of my extraordinarily busy schedule to come down and actually teach you how to be a student? Because I wouldn't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind doing it.
But like I said, completely different types of students.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
I like to be clean and, yeah.
Like I said, you're doing it wrong.
And you're on Dirty Boxers.
Yeah.
Good point, actually.
Well played.
It's a bit weird that the show has literally started from student life and is now kind of going through student life again. It's a bit...
Oh my God, it's the circle of dirty boxers.
It is the same. Oh God, we need to stop this now. We really
Please do.
But no, I'm
whipping out my pistol and shooting my computer.
Hold on, I love the fact that
I'm going to be hooking up Rivendell.
Oh, that'll be good. Oh no, Kelly, calm down, please. Anyway, flipping it. Right, so you're doing Rivendell. I would like to know about that, but just not right now. Because
I had Elrond.
But if you're around, after six, I'm good to chat.
All right then, we'll flirt outrageously off the air then.
Okay.
All right then. Four minutes. Like that. Good.
Don't save it for the show.
No.
Yeah.
Oh no, you don't. Well, you don't want Rivendell talk on the show. It will get boring.
Yeah, it will get boring. So anyway, we have lovely stories that have been submitted lovingly by Tajabella. We've also, let me just go to the forums.
Boring.
Shut up. I like my forums, the Dirty Boxes Universe forums. I like them because it's old school, but at the same time, I like the idea where we can have a little bit of a conversation before the show, And then for dirty lurkers and people who just can't be bothered, I can then include them in the show. You see? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
not unheard of, is it?
Well, it seems to be a little bit. So there's things here like that hasn't really been updated that much. Well, Laz has posted something which is visual, which is rubbish. Thanks, Laz, for that. Yes. Involving people's mouths and teeth and surgeries and
delightful
people probably stoned out of their on their chaps.
Which one is oral?
On laughing gas. But anyway, that's just something for me to watch later on. That's lovely. But hello, Kelly, my love. You could
I'm off to class.
I
shall see you people later. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. Cheers, frolic, mate.
Goodbye.
Go on. Frolic now. Go on. Enjoy yourself. So that was Callum. I was expecting more of a change, Tori, to be honest with you.
I could have gone to college,
uh-huh,
but I didn't.
Oh.
And there's nothing wrong with
all
that.
All right, then.
Nothing.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that. So, yeah, basically, that's how the forums work. But no one, everyone likes posting stuff, but they don't want to float outrageously. It's all right. Uh-huh. The pixels are recyclable within milliseconds of you using them. It's okay, Kelly. Just in case you need to worry about that sort of stuff, it's all right. So, just put it out there. Have a flirt with each other on the forums, and then I'll be able to talk about what you're flirting on the show. Yeah.
Hi, Tash.
What are you doing, Tori? What was that? Why? Why? You've got Halle Kelly right there, right? Now we've got this awkward, weird love triangle thing going on between you.
Ménage à toi.
Mm-hmm. Don't you start to speak at all froggy Frenchy again. Shush, you. Don't encourage him. Anyway, so meanwhile, I would like to talk about a very interesting and informative operation that's currently being run in California
by the Lord.
By the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. They
what a bunch of crap.
Well, no, I do enjoy their operation names. I've always wondered where they come from.
Total and utter bullcrap.
All right. I don't think they're going to be calling something Operation Bullcrap, to be honest with you. I don't think that's going to be a...
Yeah, that website was taken.
Ah, but the point still remains is that I've always wondered where these morons, who obviously have no soul, purpose, any sort of enlightenment, but are issued with a uniform and a badge, and suddenly they think they can come up with interesting operation names. Like, obviously, the Savile malarkey... Excuse me, it's the only one they keep bashing on about, is called Operation Yew Tree. Now, how the hell is Yew Tree anything to do with, you know, kiddie fiddlers? I can't find the correlation there. I don't know why they chosen that name. Is it like how they choose like the names of hurricanes? Is it like, oh, right, so hold on, this is the third hurricane this year, so we'll call it Charlie. It's like, it's literally how that works. Matt, I don't know why.
Cecil.
I don't know why I'm going to come to you, Matt, but why not?
They had a child porn bust here in Georgia, and the operation was Operation Secret Guardian.
Secret Guardian.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's more impressive. That's actually more focused to what they're kind of doing, because obviously... It was a secret with the whole paedophile network. Right, that's fair enough. That makes sense. And they're pretending to be guardians, allegedly. So, in theory, that kind, I can see where they were coming from. It's still crap.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the name was referring to the people who are actually doing the operation, not the petters.
Oh, I see. So they were going. Yeah. They were going to pretend secretly to become the guardians of the paedophiles they're trying to encapture.
I don't know. They just thought they'd give themselves a cool name that sounds cool.
Fair, cool. Many, many levels of coolness there. Fair enough. All right. So, well, this is the problem that we've got here.
It was a budgetary decision.
Fair enough.
But, they're charged by the letter.
Well, now that could be it, because
a program to help keep.
Hold on, right now, finally the video's loaded. So here we go. Hold on, shut up, woman. Jeez. Sorry, you can't hear it, but she just keeps on blabbering it. Right now, we've got her fixed.
Shut up, woman. The men are talking.
She looks like a what's that? Gloria Estefan. She looks like a really cheap version of her.
Come on, everybody gonna do that, come on.
Yes. what is it? Dr. Beat or something. Other thing. Oh, wait. Careful. I'm going to have a bus crash. Oh, ow. Can't hurt. Anyway, too soon. Too soon. So here comes fraudulently cheap Gloria Estefan, allegedly, to tell us about this latest operation. Now, bearing in mind, they could have literally chosen any word ever invented ever for their name of the operation.
Or went with an acronym.
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just going to throw that out there as a possibility. That's all. So here we go.
A program to help keep children safe this Halloween is under fire. A lawsuit's been filed against the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Right, so already, interesting. They've already...
Under fire.
We got to keep the children safe. With all those alleged urban legends of apples and stupid light things and blades and...
The camera.
And... anyway. Would you like to guess, Matt? I don't know why I'm coming to you. Why am I coming to you? Would you like to guess what the operation name is?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm not good at guessing.
Really? You cover it well. Hello, Kelly, my love. Would you like to have a guess of what the name is for this operation they've started? Mm-hmm. Would you like to have Operation Blank? What is the blank?
Operation Jumpsuit.
Interesting. Very, very interesting there. Very jumpsuit. That would follow the pattern of random word for the name of the opera. Very good. Like it. Maybe we should write a postcard to them to suggest it next time. Tori, would you like to guess the name of the operation that is currently under fire legally?
Give me a moment.
Uh-oh. We've only got 2.5 minutes left of this show. Please be quick.
It's not the be more time. Like Callum.
How dare you?
You know what? I'm just going to move on quick before a fight goes. Here we go.
Be more like.
Here we go.
Getting what it says is part of Operation Boo's sex offender chat.
Operation Boo.
What? What?
I think this is officially a new low for America. Operation Boo.
It's like as in Boo, I'm a goose.
Yeah, the Holy Goose. Yeah, it's that Boo. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they thought they were being funny in the office. Oh yeah, it's Halloween. Let's call it Boo Operation. Yeah. Get a life, guys. Seriously.
Boo!
Yeah. Oh, you've heard of it. Okay. Cheers. Now. Because this story has many levels. It's like ogres and onions and things. It's many. This is just the beautifulness of this excellent story. Here we go. Let's find out more information. Not that I'm reading ahead about what's happening.
NBC7's Omari Fleming is in Chula Vista with details on the suit and some reaction to it as well. Omari?
Yeah, Catherine, an unnamed sex offender who lives right here in Chula Vista says his parole officer wanted him to post a sign on his front door that could have potentially identified him as a sex offender.
No. Put a sign. Yeah. The part of the operation to keep children safe this Halloween in California is to put a sign on your door. I don't think it's made out, it's like lamb's blood or anything. I don't think it's like that silly. But generally speaking, it is...
Know anybody with a pair of strong young hands to help me in and out of the tub?
So they've decided, yes, this sign could potentially tell others that I'm a sex offender. Now, the thing is this. We've many, many times have mentioned on this show how... Even urinating down a darkened alley at a stupid time in the morning on the way home from a club or something, that is now considered a sex offence.
And the only thing I can do is to drink my own pee.
If only it was you, Bear. If only you were on that register.
Well, he started all of this.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true. But still, so the whole concept of a sex offender, Bunny Floppy Floppy is, has now been diluted to the nth degree. So not even people who are actually getting Jiggy Bow Wow are now on that offence register. So it's useless in every single possibility. But they want to put...
Don't you mouth off to me or I'm going to slap you right in your penis.
Uh-huh. Why aren't you on this register? Flipping out. why? So he is now suing the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation because it could out him as a sex offender even though he's on a public register.
Yeah, he's already been outed.
So we'll be diving a little bit more into this in Extra Dirty, I fear. It's a weird... Yeah. Mm. Obviously, that is the sound of nature calling. If you heard that. So, Matt, I wish I said it. Well, I could say it was a pleasure, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, blah, blah. Yeah, but... Callum, yeah. Mm, yeah. Kelly, my love, thank you for being here today.
Pleasure is all mine.
Skiving off work is all lovely. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate it. Tori, cheers, buddy.
Cheers, Lee.
Cheers, mate. And we'll see you here on Wednesday, everybody. Take care, look after yourselves. DirtyBoxers.net.
On air, online, on demand, on the move. DirtyBoxers.net.